Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's market news summary. Well, the cattle futures were able to come away with some decent triple-digit gains throughout most of the complex as they've had pretty an outstanding week this week, as today they're boosted by the export report showing beef net sales up 30% from the previous week and now 27% higher than the prior four-week average. Unfortunately, we did not see any cash cattle markets developing yet today as the feedlots were pulling from one direction saying, look at the futures board, while packers were pointing to the box beef prices going lower as they just couldn't quite come to a deal to establish a trend this week. And we'll have to wait for that Friday to see what they're going to do. And hopefully they don't wait till the cattle on feed report comes out tomorrow afternoon. For the choice cattle values, they fell $1.10 today, right at $295.80. Select values also off $1.61 on those box beef values at $289.27 a hundredweight. However, as mentioned, it was positivity on the futures board with the May feeders up 227 today at 242.55. August feeders up 217 at 254.30. Not quite as big of the triple-digit gains for the live cattle, but still decent as the nearby June just notched a nickel gain at 175.37. The deferred October live cattle, though, up a dollar at 176.72.
Private treaty sales are now open at Bar F Angus. Jason and Ronnie Bullinger of Jordan are offering 35 registered Black Angus bulls focused on structure, longevity, and disposition. Sons and grandsons of Vermilion Spur, over a dozen Flush Brothers of Sitz Incentive 704, and several Cavanese bulls. Stop by the ranch to view anytime. Bar F Angus offers volume discounts, first season guarantee, and free delivery within 300 miles. Catalog at barfangus.com or call Jason 406-690-8344.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an agro-liquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
July KC winter wheat was able to close 6 cents higher today, finishing their bid at 575 and a quarter, while the July Chicago wheat was only a half cent higher at 553, slightly overcoming the bearish news of the canceled sales on Thursday morning, which was coming from China, turning away the previous purchase of 4.5 million bushels of U.S. wheat. However, on the new crop side, 8.2 million bushels of wheat were sold for export, with Mexico being named the buyer. Nonetheless, checking out how it put out the rest of the futures, we saw the July KC winter wheat, as mentioned, finishing today at 575. September KC winter wheat also notched a nickel gains right under 587. For the Minneapolis spring wheat, it was the July contract finishing their day 4 cents stronger at 643, while the May spring wheat also notched a nickel and a half gains on that nearby contract at 639. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Mandy Schwab.